The Omicron wave may be peaking in some parts of Australia, but in nursing homes it continues to spread. The current wave has hit more than half of all nursing homes, and almost 8,000 elderly residents now have the virus. The federal government announced additional support, including protective equipment and rapid COVID test kits for the sector last week. But with isolation and double shifts taking a toll, angry workers, families and unions say the situation remains sad and chaotic. Annie Guest reports.
COVID has forced nursing homes to lock tens of thousands of residents in their rooms for weeks on end. Mal, who doesn't want his surname used, has a brother who's in this situation.
It's very frustrating for my brother being in locked up in his room all day. He's a person who likes, he likes the environment and flowers and birds. He's missing that personal contact of seeing his brother and sister every week. Those are the things that keep you alive. Those are the things that keep you going.
Mal doesn't criticise his brother's nursing home. Instead, he blames the federal government. He says restrictions were eased before ensuring sufficient supply of rapid tests and N95 masks.
We should be doing everything that we can to support people in aged care homes.
A spokesperson for the Minister for Aged Care, Greg Hunt, says the government has delivered 7 million rapid antigen tests to the sector since August, and further deliveries are underway to all outbreak sites, and that additional PPE is being provided and a surge workforce has covered more than 60,000 shifts. But the numbers don't add up for Queensland aged care worker Joseph.
The chronic understaffing, the lack of resources that we can give to the residents, not to mention that we are being asked to do double shifts and staff members are burnt out.
He's one of 900 nursing home staff surveyed by the United Workers Union. It found almost 80% feel exhausted, stressed and confused by the changing demands of the pandemic.
It really affects staff members on a mental level to see so many residents are distressed.
One in 10 aged care workers reported being asked to work while ill, and more than half said they weren't being tested for COVID at all. The survey also found one in three said they were short of PPE and weren't confident they knew how to manage COVID-positive residents anyway.
That's obviously a concern. I mean, what we've learned over the last 18 months or so with respect to the pandemic has been significant.
Sean Rooney is from Leading Aged Services Australia, which represents most nursing home operators. He says they've introduced stress-tested outbreak management plans, infection control staff, training in PPE and other measures.
Well, I mean, this is one of the most challenging times I think we've ever seen in the aged care system. We've been working with the unions and gone to government most recently to seek urgent support.
That's Sean Rooney from Leading Age Services Australia, ending Annie Guest's report.